Hey there, I'm Amanda, a Southern mama with big city sensibilities. I'm the girl that took a daydream and built a profitable virtual assistant business all in the middle of a global pandemic. Now, I work from home alongside some of the biggest bloggers and influencers while running a six-figure online business. I'm taking you along for the ride as we dive into business, marketing, strategy, and real life as a female entrepreneur. I'm all about simple, easy, actionable steps that get real results. This podcast is for the dreamers, the doers, and the go-getters. So let's kick imposter syndrome together and pull back the curtain on how to actually make money online. Get ready as we dig in, do the work, and tackle those big dreams I know you've been dreaming up. This is the Bold Business Podcast. If you've stumbled across this podcast episode, then you've likely realized that blogging isn't dead. In fact, blogging has turned into a world within itself, now referred to as the influencer space. Being an influencer is a lot more than snapping a mirror selfie and telling the people of Instagram where you bought your top. There is strategy and focus and a whole lot more that goes on behind the scenes, not to mention the need for constant content creation, which can be very time consuming. Which is exactly why many influencers are in need of help on a regular basis. If you've ever wanted to walk alongside an influencer but not have to get in front of the camera, then this episode is for you, my friend. We're diving into how to become a virtual assistant to the biggest bloggers and influencers, and I'm giving you 15 skills that you can offer as a virtual assistant to bloggers and influencers. I am so excited about today's episode. One of my most asked questions that I get is, how do I even become a virtual assistant to a blogger or influencer? Before we dive into all the juicy details of how to go about being a virtual assistant to a blogger or influencer, if you haven't already, I want you to go back and listen to episode number 2, How Influencers Make Money Online. In that episode, I break down the 2 main ways that influencers generate revenue, which is through affiliate income and collaborations. It's super important to be able to understand the foundation of how the industry works so that you can best support your clients. Okay, if you hit pause and came back to this episode after listening to episode number 2, welcome back. Now that you understand exactly how influencers make money online, the next step to becoming a virtual assistant to an influencer is understanding a couple different key things. One being the influencer's brand and their brand pillars. In order to truly be able to support an influencer and their business, you have to understand the influencer's brand, the influencer's target audience, and what the influencer's brand pillars are. And we're going to dive into what each one of those things mean in case these terms are new to you. An influencer's brand is more than likely going to be an extension of who they are as a person. And I think that's part of what makes social media as a whole so successful and has the ability to be its own industry is because of the relatability factor. So many people start out simply just sharing their life on the internet, what they're doing every day, what products they're using with their kids, a good find from Target, all things that all of us can relate to because we do those things too. And that right there is why it's so successful, is because there's that point of connection that says, Oh, she's just a regular person. She's not a celebrity, or he. They're not this high fashion model. They aren't living this crazy glamorous life. They drop off their kids in yoga pants with a messy bun just like I do, and they burnt dinner last night and had to order takeout just like I did, and their kids said something embarrassing to somebody in public just like mine does. And all of these things are these tiny points of connection that build trust, which is why understanding the influencer's brand is so important, because you have to first understand what that foundation of trust is built on. So there's more to an influencer's brand than just, you know, they might have a logo or they may have specific colors or fonts that they use. Those things are all important too, but it's really understanding who they are and what they stand for, which ties back into their brand pillars. Brand pillars are usually, and sometimes they can be called content pillars, are things that a person or brand stands for and are things that they usually share about consistently. For instance, I'll use us as an example. Here at the Virtual Assistant Studio, our brand pillars should be pretty clear. We talk about being a virtual assistant. We talk about being a virtual assistant for bloggers and influencers. We also talk about motherhood because we have a team of moms and our course teaches moms how to become a virtual assistant. So all of these things are our brand pillars because they are what we talk about consistently. It's what we teach on. And then there's also that personal life aspect that we bring into there as well, which is going to be really similar to most influencers that you're probably looking to serve. So their brand pillars could be something along lines of health and fitness, mom tips, everyday workouts. Those could be their three brand pillars. Most people have anywhere from 3 to 5 brand pillars. I usually don't recommend having any more than that because it can be a little bit confusing if you go with too many brand pillars, because then it's kind of like, okay, what is this person talking about? You, as their virtual assistant, are likely going to be almost like a second brain for them. So they need to be able to trust you to make not only selections for them and for their brand, but to be able to make decisions as if it were them making the decisions themselves. You have to think about that person on the other side of the screen. They're not going to realize, and not to say that it's a secret, but a lot of times they're not going to realize the difference between a piece of content that you helped an influencer create versus a piece of content that the influencer created. And that is the goal. Like, the person on the other side of the screen shouldn't be able to recognize the difference. Another example of an influencer's brand pillars could be affordable fashion, workwear. Maybe they share sale alerts from their favorite brands, and then they sprinkle in a little bit of mom life. So they have 4 different brand pillars that they share on consistently, and understanding what these are will also help you to understand who it is that they're serving, because they're likely, more than likely, their brand pillars are a reflection of what their audience wants to see, or at least they should be pretty in line for the most part. Having a strong sense of what these brand pillars are will also allow you to do your job to the very best of your ability. This will also give you a really great indicator as to whether an influencer is ready to hire or not. If they don't have very clear brand pillars or are still sort of trying to figure out what those are, more oftentimes than not, that influencer is not going to be ready to hire because they don't have a clear vision for their brand, which means their task load is likely going to be all over the place, which means they won't then be able to delegate and take things off their plate because they haven't exactly established a workflow that would allow for somebody to come in and support them. So keep that in the back of your mind too. as we dive into some of these more tangible things that we're going to be talking about later in this episode. I think it's super important to understand that while the foundation of the influencer industry is pretty standard across the board, the industry as a whole is still so very new, and I know we talked about this in some earlier episodes, but in a lot of ways, that means not only are the influencers, but us as the people on the influencers' teams are paving the path for what the standard will be. And it also means that each and every influencer has the ability to run their business just a little bit differently. The same way you as a virtual assistant may run your virtual assistant business a little bit different than someone to your left and someone to the right, so does an influencer. And it's important to keep this kind of in the back of your mind as you're searching for what type of influencer you might want to support, because it's going to look very different in terms of how you support them depending on how they run your business. I can say firsthand, running a virtual assistant agency that supports bloggers and influencers, this is 100% true. We have many different clients, and while they all may seemingly be in the same niche, their businesses look very different from the back end. And that all ties back to what their brand is, what their brand pillars are, who their audience is, how they serve them, what platforms they're on. Just as an example, someone could be an Instagrammer where they only post to Instagram, while somebody could have bulk of their audience on YouTube. And then somebody else could have the bulk of their audience on TikTok. And one influencer might do all three of those. And then another influencer might have an Instagram account and a blog and an email list. And she focuses on Pinterest and SEO, while the next influencer doesn't do any of that. And that's totally fine. It's going to be up to that influencer as to how they run the back end of their business. The key to being the best possible partner for a blogger or influencer is really understanding the platform that they're on and who their audience is on that platform, because more likely than not, there's going to be a different audience on each of these platforms, even if it's the same influencer that's posting to multiple platforms. They're still going to have different people that follow them on Instagram versus YouTube and YouTube versus TikTok. And that's kind of the beauty of being in more than one place, is being able to tap into larger audiences. Another key component to being the best possible partner for your blogger influencer is understanding the platform that they're on. And what I mean by this is, if you love Instagram, then you may want to look for bloggers and influencers to serve on Instagram. On the flip side of that, if you don't really love TikTok and you don't even have a profile on there and aren't really sure how it even works, then a TikTok influencer may not be the best client for you, because you don't have that baseline understanding of how the app even works to then be able to support them on the back end. The next thing I want you to think about is, what type of influencer and what type of audience do you think that you would want to help support? It's not enough to just have one or two influencers that you follow every day and watch their stories or their YouTube videos or their TikTok videos and think you're going to become a virtual assistant for them. I really want to challenge you to think outside the box. Think about, what sort of niche are you into that you wouldn't mind creating content for over and over again? For instance, if you're really into health and fitness, then maybe look in the explore section of the social media app that you like and dig into other health and fitness influencers that you feel like might be a good fit for your skill set. Maybe you love high-end designer fashion. Somebody that's constantly sharing Walmart finds may not be a good fit for you, because you gravitate more towards Chanel and Louis Vuitton, and those two things don't line up. Maybe you're really into homeschooling, or you have some really great mom tips, or you love home decor. the more excited about the niche that you're going to be serving, the better off you are going to be at your job, but also the better the partnership will be between you and your influencer, and then the end result, which is the audience that you're going to be serving. The reason I really want you to be engaged and excited about the content that you're going to be creating as a virtual assistant is you're almost going to act as a silent voice for your influencer's brand. So it's super important that you not only understand them, but the person on the other side of the screen. So what are they into right now? Where are they shopping? What's going on in their life? What season are they in? What sort of things are they feeling? All these different emotions and likes and thoughts and feelings are how you're best going to be able to support them. The final step to becoming a virtual assistant to the biggest bloggers and influencers is probably the most important, and that is being able to provide value. Bloggers and influencers are running a small business. At the end of the day, their goal is to continue to grow and scale that business. So you want to think to yourself, how can you help them achieve their goals? It's not about what you want. It's about how can you best support them in their business. Are there things in their business they should be doing, but maybe don't have time for? Are there things that they need to refine? Maybe things that they want to do more of, or social media platforms that they want to be on but don't have the bandwidth to be on? Or maybe they just need a little bit of their time back so that they can breathe. Most influencers would love to hire a virtual assistant, but more often than not, they don't have the time to even go look for one, let alone the bandwidth to have to explain the industry and how things all work together. And the thought of having to train somebody on all the skills that they're going to need in order to be able to do their job is sometimes so daunting that they just won't even hire. If you can come in completely prepared, not only will this give you a leg up on the competition, it will make it an easy yes for your ideal client. And an easy yes is always the goal. I chat about this a lot in the Virtual Assistant Studio course, but part of getting an easy yes from clients is knowing how to craft an offer that is irresistible. Crafting an irresistible offer goes back to knowing your client to their core and being able to meet their needs. So, without further ado, I know this is what you guys have been waiting for, probably for the last 20 minutes as you've listened to me chat about the influencer industry. You're probably thinking to yourself, Amanda, just tell me the skills that I need to be a virtual assistant for a blogger and influencer. What can I actually do for them? Truthfully, there's so much. And there's so much more that goes into being a virtual assistant than just a list of skills. However, I want to make sure that you guys are prepared so that if you're wanting to dive into some of these skills, maybe take a course on them or refine them if you're already familiar with some of these things, then that allows you the time to do so. The first item on our list is pretty straightforward. It's kind of funny because I feel like this is what everybody thinks of when they think of a virtual assistant, but it's especially important for bloggers and influencers, and that is inbox management. Inbox management can look like a lot of different things. It can look like simply just organizing emails that are coming in and out so that it's really easy for your client to be able to respond to them. Or it could look like you actually responding to certain emails, creating canned responses, going back and forth for that person, also flagging things that they might need to respond to themselves on. The next one kind of flows into the first one, and that could be that you offer brand negotiations. So as you guys know, there's two different ways that influencers make money, one through affiliate income and the second one being through collaborations. Oftentimes, before a collaboration is signed, there's a period of negotiation that goes back and forth on terms and compensation and what all will be included in the brand contract. And that a lot of times needs management. More often than not, that looks like email correspondence, and that can be very time consuming. So if you're good at negotiating and staying on top of deadlines and understanding analytics and brands and communication, then that could be a skill that you offer. Another skill that you offer could be writing blog posts. If your influencer that you want to work with has a blog, then you could offer to write blog posts for them. This could be everything from grabbing the photos, putting them into the blog post, making sure that the blog post is SEO optimized, it's proofread, it has all the correct links in it, the whole shebang. Another skill that you could offer could be Pinterest management. A really great way to drive traffic to an influencer's blog is through Pinterest, because Pinterest is a search engine. And most people who use Pinterest go on there searching for an answer for something. If your influencer is creating content, i.e. answers or solutions to people's problems, then they should definitely be on Pinterest, and this could be something that you manage for them. Another skill that you could offer could be email marketing. So if you're familiar with ConvertKit or MailChimp, I personally love Flowdesk for all of our clients, then you could offer to craft and send their emails on behalf of them. They don't have an email list. This could be something that you pitch a potential influencer as something that they should be doing. Another skill that you could offer as a virtual assistant to bloggers and influencers could be creating graphics, or some people call them collages, depending on what it is you're creating. But this could be a social media graphic. This could be a Pinterest graphic. This could be a graphic that goes in emails. This could be a graphic that goes on blog posts. This could be a graphic that goes on their website. It could be, if you are creating a collage for someone that uses affiliate marketing, this could be collages of a collection of items. You might see gift guides or a roundup of all their favorite winter coats from a specific retailer that goes into a shopping app like to know it. Those are all things that need to be created. They're time consuming, that may not be time well spent for the influencer, but are totally worth it to outsource. Which leads into my next one, and that is affiliate linking. And it takes a lot of time to go through all the different retailers' websites and source the items that influencers are going to be sharing in order to share them on all these different platforms, but also in things like graphics and collages. So a lot of times that's one of the first things that they look to outsource, is just having somebody link up all the products so that it's ready to go for whatever content they are creating. Another easy one is social media engagement. This is responding to direct messages, responding to comments, engaging with other people within their community. And this could be over multiple platforms. So this could be Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and a Facebook community group that they might have. And it can look like a lot of different things depending on who it is that you're supporting. Another one could be Facebook management as a whole. So oftentimes influencers not only have Instagram pages, but they have Facebook pages that need to be managed, which have large communities and people engaging over there. They could also have a Facebook group that needs management, where they need posts in there daily or every couple days, and they need to monitor the conversations. Those are all things that could be outsourced as well. If you have any editing capabilities, whether it's video editing or photo editing, this could be something that you offer as a skill as well. I know for a fact people are outsourcing their YouTube video editing, the creation of reel edits, because video has become so prevalent. If you can offer video or photo editing, trust me, you are going to be golden, because people are looking for that. Also, podcast editing, since I know this firsthand, I run a podcast, it's very time consuming to edit each episode, that right there could be something that you offer. And a lot of influencers are branching out into the podcast world and are starting their own podcast or already have their own podcast, and they might be looking for a podcast editor, or they might be looking for a podcast manager, someone to book guests for them and to create show notes and to make sure that the website is up to date and people in the community are being responded to, all the different things that go into running the podcast. Another one could be website design. So if you are really great with design, either in the website space or even just creating custom social media graphics and templates that are all branded, or you're really great at creating brand guides for somebody, that right there could be a service that you offer as well. And then the last one could be an affiliate manager, which could be a reward style or a shop style manager, someone that handles all the different collaborations. This can also be called a brand manager, depending on who it is that you're working with, where they're handling everything for the influencer in terms of the brands that they work with. So that right there is over 10 different skills, which have multiple layers that you could offer as a virtual assistant to a blogger or influencer. As the influencer industry continues to evolve, and with that social media as a whole, I am sure this list will continue to evolve as well, and chances are it'll probably end up growing. But if you're looking for even more skills that you can offer as a virtual assistant, you can head over to thevirtualassistantstudio.com/blog, and we have a list of over 50 virtual assistant services that you can offer, and these are not specific to bloggers and influencers. These are great for anybody that wants to be a virtual assistant. If you're like, okay, those things sound great, but none of those light me up, go check out that list, because I guarantee you can find at least one or two services that you can offer. What I want to urge you to do is don't feel the need to offer all 10 or 15 or 50 of these services. Sometimes less is more. If you're really great at editing, maybe you just offer editing services. And if you're a great writer, maybe you just offer blog posts and social media writing. And if you're great at checking off tasks and staying organized, then maybe you offer affiliate linking and inbox management and any other admin tasks that your influencer might need. I really want you to think about, what skills do you have and are you excited about that would also benefit who you want to serve? We also have an amazing free guide if you're wanting to kickstart your virtual assistant business this weekend. You can head on over to thevirtualassistantstudio.com/free guide. Type in your name and email and it'll get sent directly to your inbox. It's my 7-step guide to building out your virtual assistant business. These are literally the exact 7 steps that I took to when I was first starting out to build out my business. If you have any questions or even just want to chat about being a virtual assistant to a blogger influencer, feel free to shoot me a DM over on Instagram at the Virtual Assistant Studio or at Bold Business Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode all about being a virtual assistant to the biggest bloggers and influencers. I know this is something we're going to be talking about a lot on this podcast, and I'm so excited to give you guys all of my tangible tips and tricks so that you can go out and have your very own successful virtual assistant business. All right, guys, until next time. I'm over here doing a little happy dance because you just finished another episode of the Bold Business Podcast. Is it just me, or was that filled to the brim with juicy goodness? If you're anything like me and are wanting even more business, marketing, and strategy tips coupled with real life, follow along with us over on Instagram at the Bold Business Podcast. And be sure to check out the show notes for any free resources, links mentioned, or coupon codes and more. And if you loved this episode, Will you do me a favor and go ahead and tap that subscribe button and leave us a review? Until next time, and remember, let's be bold together.